A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell from the Draper Annex of KSL News Radio, and of course, joining us here in studio, he is KSL 5 television news anchor Dave McCann, also BYU TV host and knower of all things BYU. Dave, thanks for coming to the studio. It's our first 2-hour show back.
Welcome back.
We've just been doing the 1 hour, and so
I know it feels like you guys have been gone all summer.
Yes, I just have. I've been.
I
doing
have
nothing.
No feeling.
I've been doing.
I just,
nothing.
I don't feel like anything. It's just. I've been stuck in this house since March 11th.
We're trying to figure out.
Hang
so
in there.
So the Jazz are up right now on the Lakers, 45-44. Much better shooting this quarter from with the three ball. The Jazz are 5 for 10 from behind the arc after starting off 0 for 9. So, but yeah, just hanging on to the slimmest of leads here. And we'll keep you updated on that score as the evening goes along here. Dave, the BYU news, of course, everybody's been waiting for is the Big 12 news. And so today, without official confirmation yet, I think all the players at hand, all the people that are reporting sources are saying that the Big 12 is going to play 9 league games and have that one out-of-conference game per schedule, a la the ACC is doing the same thing. So SEC's right. All conference only, Big 10's all conference only, Pac-12 conference only, the ACC and the Big 12 – going to go to that full the league schedule plus one.
So all the cards are on the table now for the P5s. Here's who they are and here's what they're going to do. And up until this point, if you're Tom Holmo, BYU's athletic director, you couldn't do really anything until you saw all the cards on the table. And, yeah, there was a lot of talk, a lot of it coming from Big 12 places that that BYU would be an answer for their scheduling woes if they just went 10 conference games
because
sure. They don't have enough teams.
Yes.
And while that's true, you know, it didn't happen. And
Tom Holmo was sweating bullets
if you look
until
at the
this
tea leaves,
announcement happened.
For sure.
Dave.
Well, that's I don't know if he was or not because I think he knew. I don't think tonight was the indicator. I don't think he was waiting and looking at Twitter to see what the – Big 12 presidents were going to decide. I think he's known for a couple of days. But what can you do? You know, it's that would be nice, but it didn't happen. So now you go to work and put a schedule together. Maybe you pick up Oklahoma State, which is out there and kind of the buzz right now for one of the games. And you could go
Dennis
to the
Dodd,
ACC and play a road game
Dennis
for another
Dodd just,
game.
Dennis Dodd just tweeted out about 15 minutes ago that there is at least one Big 12 team that is looking to schedule an out-of-conference game yeah. that is not currently on their schedule.
Right. And that,
so
that
you're
appears
have
to be those two teams. But we'll see. Anything, you know, it's such a different year.
How many games could they get out of this then, do you think, at most?
From P5s?
From just the Big 12. I mean,
I think they'll get the one, and then I think they could get an ACC, whether it's Boston College or somebody, which would be a road game. But
so add to a couple of the 6 that are missing now.
Yeah, and then you're going to have to fill it with a group of 5s. And you can find some, and it really doesn't matter so long as you're playing this year. I mean, you look at this year's schedule, what it was going to be, you look at next year's schedule, what that's supposed to be, and the year after and the year after, and as an independent, BYU's in great shape.
It's just this year they're going to have to do it.
Yeah, going through like the reasons why these schools went to conference only was to have flexibility in the schedule. So we can have a bye week if we have some kind of flare up in at one school or another, or a position group, whatever flare up it looked like. What do you know of any like contingency plans BYU has in place? Do they have that kind of flexibility with the schedule they have? Or
well, right now they have great flexibility because they have six games,
right?
So they can play two a month.
But they're going to want to have more games. I understand that.
Yeah, and I think what matters is, and I think BYU said that a couple weeks ago, is their standard of testing and their financial interest in providing that is the same as all the P5s, and so it's not a risk playing BYU. And now they'll have to build a schedule. They really have to rebuild September. You know, there's a lot of what's the Mountain West going to do? What's, you know, if the Mountain West decides – we're just going to play league games. They can't really afford that, but they could decide that. Then BYU loses three more games. So, you know, some guy on Twitter was complaining, want to hold Tom Homo accountable and
that's tough.
Win independence, and this is what you get. And I'm just like, dude, it's a global pandemic. This is what you get with a global
tough.
Pandemic. And
yeah.
We're not Notre Dame, but Notre Dame had a pocket of NBC cash that helped them with the ACC because they're going, well, if you can do it for us for this season only, we can share this.
Wow.
It's different for BYU, and it's not a slam that the Big 12 went with this plan, like some
you
people
mean,
think.
Mean,
it's not
Dave,
a snub.
You mean BYU couldn't have, like, shared Cougar Tails or something with it? It's like, that's got some
bring,
value
we
in
can
it.
Bring
we got
Cougar
a lot of
Crunch,
Cougar Tails down there,
we
as
can
you
bring
know,
Cougar Crunch
Scott.
And Cougar Tails.
You'll be
party.
Eating Cougar Tails for, like, four of the next 5 years, so I don't know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's an all-you-can-eat meal plan you can get down
I'm just
there.
Thinking of your assets. Yeah. Trying to leverage them.
Yeah,
that's
appreciate
all
right, that.
Listen, I got so Ty Detmer, of course, went on, I think it was a Baylor podcast, that they do down there in Texas, of course, where he talked about the possibility of BYU going to the Big 12, at least for for the short term. A lot of people were kind of talking about it over the weekend, but here's what former Heisman Trophy winner Ty Detmer had to say about it on a radio station or on a podcast down there in Texas.
You know, this is kind of the last ditch effort, I think, for BYU to be able to pick up some extra games from those that they lost to the Pac-12 and the Big 10. So, I think everybody associated with BYU would love to see BYU pick up some games with the Big 12. I know a few years ago I was there when they were talking about joining the Big 12 and maybe the Big 12 was going to expand. So, you know, there have been conversations in the past, so maybe this one will maybe kickstart that again and they'll be able to pick up a few extra games if some of the Big 12 teams need them.
At this point now, What do you look at this season as trying to do? Is it just trying to get as many games as you can and just trying to get through it? Do you look at it, Dave, like, hey, we're not even going to be playing this this fall. This is going to be a spring situation. Or what does the football team hope to get out of this? Because I know on the one hand we talk about how dire of a situation it is, and then the other side we have these kind of arbitrary conversations about position groups and things like that you kind of go, what are we doing here?
Well, I think – BYU wants to do just what Utah wants to do and what Alabama wants to do, which is actually play. And right now there's no guarantee that we're going to play. The Pac-12's biggest problem is the state of California. They got to figure that out, and half their teams are down there.
That's always the case, though.
Yeah, but this year they
Gavin
they have a whole
Gavin
new
Newsom
thing
will
on.
Shut it all down before.
I mean,
the Pac-12
literally,
even
the Pac-12's biggest problem is
it's
California.
It's a real problem because you have a conference that's in all these different geographical locations, and it's hard. It's hard to put it all together.
So there's right now there's strength in being in a P5 league on paper. Well, we've got our 10 games. We're over here, but in reality, in this pandemic, everyone has got about the same amount of percentage to play a game. And right now they just want to play. And I think BYU can put together a schedule that's not going to look like it was going to look prior to everyone canceling out. And you know what? That's okay. That's the world we're living in. Let's just play games. And right now, that if they're kicking off against Bo Diddley, that will be a step up from what we're looking at. Not because it was going to be Ohio State, but just because there's actually going to be football. I mean, remember the Big Ten commissioner last week sent a note to their schools going, hey, we haven't even decided if we're going to play yet.
Right. And that's freaking everybody out. Yeah.
I figured something out about you, Dave.
What?
It finally dawned on me.
Common sense and reason?
No. And it's a talent. This is a real compliment. I'm just telling you right now.
Here comes the insult.
No, it's not.
It's a real talent. It's not. Here it comes. Get ready.
You are.
Remember, I'm going to be announcing some games with Mitchell names in it down the road.
I'm just telling you, you are an amazing optimist. Like you can find a silver lining better than I can.
Yeah, Scott's usually the silver lining.
Well, you know why it's easy.
I know why it is. It's because you're a Cubs fan. That's why it is. And you've had to lose all these years, and you found a way to spin it in such a positive way.
We won the World Series like 2 years ago.
I know, but for years they didn't.
That's true. We have been trained.
Let me ask you this,
to do that. But
I want to ask you something before we get to the break here.
All right.
What is the thing, like, in the end? Does this push BYU to get out of Independence quicker,
no,
do you think?
Not at all.
Like, they look at this and they go, oh, not that another global pandemic could hit and that's the reason why you want to get out of Independence, but to say, you know what, it would kind of be nice to have this affiliation.
Unless there's a better option on the table. Remember, we went independent because it was the best option on the table, not because we were invited to join a P5.
Is it just ESPN money we're talking about, though?
I think it's freedom to schedule, it's access to your material, and it's financial. We couldn't get that from the Mountain West or any of those other leagues. So you do what's the best option for your group, and going independent was the best option for BYU. It still is. Look at next year's schedule. I mean, that it's just, you know, what they want to do is they want to be in a P5. To get into one, they got to be invited into one. Until that happens, you got to be the best independent that you can be. Key vote tomorrow with the NCAA Board of Governors. They're going to decide whether or not to cancel all the fall championships. If that happens, things are going to get really interesting.
Then you're going to see the P5 flex their muscles and try to go, we don't care what you say.
We're going to go do our own thing.
We're going to do our own thing.
And if they do go their own thing, BYU will be a part of that. Because when it comes to Olympic sports, they're in the top 25 just about everything.
Let's take a break
here. Big vote tomorrow.
Dave McCann, KSL5 television tonight. You can also see him on BYU TV. You guys are kicking off AFR on BYU TV.
Tomorrow night on the BYU TV app, 9 o'clock Eastern.
It's
7 o'clock Eastern, 5,
oh, five
our
here.
Time.
Okay, there you
go. We didn't want to compete with your
no,
show.
No. Can't.
It's just like a pregame show. We're just a pregame show.
That's good. All right. We're taking the break here. We've got a score update for you here. Jazz up, now tied 52-52 with the Lakers here with 2 minutes left in the first half. We're going to have Jeremiah Jensen join us in just a couple minutes here as well. Dave, thanks for hanging out, man.
Anytime, guys. Good to have you back.
Oh, yeah. We're excited. All right. Coming right back. More to go right here. KSL's Unrivaled, KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.